Coach Thompson and the Barrie Vikings continue their postseason run this Saturday in the Ligoti 1A Regional. Join four-star country, The General, 95.9, 101.3, AM 1580, and WAMW, AMFM.com worldwide for complete live coverage of the 1A Ligoti Regional Saturday. Barrie opens tournament play against Trinity Lutheran in Game 1, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Coverage on the air about 9:30 on 95.9, 101.3, and AM 1580, your home for the Barrie Vikings.
All right, and a good Wednesday to everybody. It is the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, both here on the Barrie media page and also on 95.9 and the new 101.3. And we are joined here today by not only the coach of your sectional champion Barrie Vikings, Coach Josh Thompson, but also one of our student interns from the Barrie media class, Sam Emmons, today. And if you are watching on Facebook Live, you will see that Sam has a bit of irony going on. He's business on top, party on the bottom. But Sam, for
looks like me on vacation.
Looks like you on vacation. But if you're tuning in on the radio tonight, Sam, of course, has a shirt and tie up top and his normal basketball shorts that he wears every day on bottom. So happy Wednesday to you, Samuel.
Happy Wednesday. You know, I just want to mention I'm still looking better than Josh. That's the whole point of this.
That's not hard. It's not hard.
Well, we always break the Josh Thompson Coaches Show down into three segments. We talk about the week that was, the week that is, and always have a little fun in segment three. And Coach, before we get into the week that was, I'm just going to say I'll go ahead and issue apologies for what Sam is going to talk about in the fun segment here this week.
Well, there's a lot of ways that people can make fun of me, so I'm just waiting with bated breath how Sam's going to approach segment three. So,
well, week that was, obviously, the most difficult sectional in the state, four ranked teams, and what seems like every year, even before, you know, you became the coach of the Vikings, we got the long draw, we got the tough draw, and I don't think anybody in the state had to play number four and number two on a weekend to win it. So let's start with North Davies. You know, we were pretty clear about it. We were dealing with some stuff last week. We had some we had some kids who were banged up. We had a little stomach bug going around. Nothing too major, but it was an interesting Friday. We got a lead, but you always knew North Davies, they were going to grind. They were going to handle the ball. They were going to take good shots. And you knew that they were going to get back in the game.
Yeah, go back to the draw. And obviously, if I would have had my wishes, I would not have drawn it up the way that the IHSA released it. And the draw came out with us playing WC Tuesday night, then having to go through the Cougars, and then obviously the Lions on Saturday. So it was a tough draw. I think of the three teams, that really consider themselves to have an opportunity to say, well, we're the favorite, and this is why going in, I think we got the toughest draw of those three teams. And then obviously you had another top 10 team in Orleans that Ligoti played on Friday night. I thought it was to our advantage last week that we played on Tuesday, that we were able to get up there with the COVID restrictions. They had to clear the gym in between. We were able to shoot for 20 minutes before warm-ups. And with it not being played in our home gym, I thought that was an advantage to us. Obviously, took care of business pretty quickly against WC. But that game on Friday night against North Davies was a tough game. I thought we got off to a really good start, and I thought that was key. And, you know, getting off to a good start doesn't mean that you're always up 11-4 on the scoreboard, but I felt like our guys were on the offensive. Started off with the tip play, even though we didn't convert that. I felt like it got our guys being very aggressive right off the bat. I thought defensively we were really good. And outside of taking a bad shot with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter, which gave them an opportunity to go down and get an and-one at .9, we actually only gave up 8 points in the first half. So I thought defensively we were really good. And offensively we were missing some opportunities. So felt good at halftime, even though we had that six-point swing there at the end of the second quarter. In the second half, I felt like North Davies did a tremendous job defensively. Multiple times, we were able to get the ball into Kurt. They were able to strip him. We left some opportunities on the table there. And then in the late third and the entire fourth quarter, it was us and our defensive game plan was to not leave shooters and not allow Jalen to Jalen Mullen, who I think is one of the best point guards in Southern Indiana, to make the Wilsons and Loniger and Wolford and those guys better off the dribble. And then Jalen really started to attack the basket. So, you know, part of the way through that fourth quarter, we changed our defensive scheme, but we still weren't able to keep him out of the lane. And, luckily, we were in, you know, we had guys like Jamison Miller stepped up and made four huge free throws down the stretch. We were able to hang on.
And out of Sam, we were talking, you know, off air, and we've talked a lot. I mean, just, you know, Sam, what did you think of Jalen Mullen's performance in the second half?
I think it was truly something to watch. I mean, he had complete control of the ball and the game, and he was just getting to the rim at will. It was impressive.
You know, Coach, and you talked about, you know, how you covered, you know, Jalen, not for just four quarters on Friday night, but mm-hmm. four quarters in the Buggy Bowl game, mm-hmm. and for six quarters, and talking to Jalen's dad, felt like, you know, we had a really great defensive game plan against him. He was making, you know, he was taking tough shots.
Yeah.
And the difference in the second half is he was making tough shots.
Yeah, he was making tough shots, but then like Sam said, he was also able to get to the rim, and a lot of that had to do with our defensive, you know, approach and pushing out on those shooters and not offering help. But, you know, you look back at it and you say statistically, you know, we gave up 38 points. Jalen got 23, which means that their other guys only got 15. And you look at all those guys statistically, Wolford, Loniger, and the Wilsons, those guys were all coming in averaging anywhere between 8 and 12 points a game. So to give up 15 points collectively means the rest of our guys did a pretty good job. What we didn't do is make that shift at about the five-minute mark in the fourth quarter. But, again, as long as we survive in advance, that's all I'm worried about.
All right. Well, and for your prize for beating North Davies on Friday night, you get your arch rivals, number 2-ranked Lagodi, on Saturday.
Yeah. You know, really proud of our guys. And we never really talked about it a whole lot, about all the stuff that was being said around us. I mean, I know our student section, our BR block, who was absolutely phenomenal, by the way, on Friday and Saturday night. It was a tremendous atmosphere, but to me, Indiana high school basketball is about the players, and it's about the students that support them. And to see that type of environment back, I mean, Hoosier hysteria is alive and well. I was a little bit worried when we went into this pandemic, and you know, you got Facebook Live, and you got the IHSA TV, and all these school classes like this that are broadcasting the game. I was worried that, you know, when we made that shift and we started to open back up, that people would just stay home and watch it on TV. If anybody was at the Cougar Den, anybody that saw on social media what pictures of the place look like, Hoosier Hysteria is alive and well. But I was proud of our kids because they never really bought into, you know, all the hype that these other teams were getting. Now, did we know that North Davies could beat us, that Lagodi could beat us if we didn't play well? Absolutely. And I think there's always got to be that understanding. And you go back to when we played those teams in the regular season and those were close games. I think that really helped our kids going into the sectional. And so, you know, our guys were really focused both nights, and I think that definitely showed on Saturday, because when Lagodi comes out and Peyton Bledsoe makes three really deep threes and we didn't cover that the right way, our guys were like, all right, hey, if we get that back to the way we can cover that, we're okay. And then at halftime, you know, we're up by one, 20-19, and I go in there before I talk to the coaches, and I'm walking back there, and I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to talk to the kids about? What am I happy about? What am I disappointed about? I actually felt pretty good because we were 0-for-5 from the free throw line, which is something that we got to be better
at. That's coaching. Craig,
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Lagodi was 5-of-6 from the three-point line, but three of those were on busted coverage from the dribble handoff coverage that we didn't play the correct way, and one of those was out of transition that we didn't play the correct way. So four of their five threes were self-inflicted. I mean, yeah, their kids stepped up. Peyton made some really tough shots. But our kids were out of position, and I felt like, okay, we get our guys back into position, we shoot better from the free throw line, and Hagan doesn't drop kick one back to Lagodi at the end of the first quarter, then we're probably, even though we didn't play all that well, we're probably up 7-10 points. And so I felt good about going into the second half.
I don't know, Sam, you had a couple of Lagodi questions you wanted to ask the coach.
After a close first half, and then you kind of started to break away in the second mm-hmm. half, at what point did you feel like, you know, you had it, you felt comfortable with the win?
Probably you never really feel comfortable, you know, until, like, you know, just like you guys in the BR block, you know, you started going you know, doing the goodbye cheer, and I said, "Hey, it's not over yet." At about the 140 mark, because
I think it was at the 42nd mark, and you were a little uptight.
Well, it seemed like a minute 40, but anyway, you know, because when the game is still like a 3-4 possession game with the 3-point line, I mean, bad stuff can happen quick.
And Peyton Bledsoe,
you got guys like Wildmans and Peyton Bledsoe on their team. Yeah, bad things can happen quick. But I felt really good at about the 4-minute mark of the third quarter, because I saw the momentum had really shifted. We had carried that momentum from halftime, and defensively we were being really good and taking them out of what they wanted. And unless they had something that we hadn't seen, then I felt really good. And we knew that at some point in time they'd throw the half-court trap on us.
Yeah.
We knew, we even talked about between the third and fourth quarter, hey, you're probably going to see the 1-2-1-1 press. And we didn't handle that very well the first two times we got the ball, but our kids knew that was coming. And I thought our kids made all the adjustments that we needed to make.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about Lagovi? Coach Emmons?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's going to be segment one, the week that was. Bar Eve sectional champions wins at the North Davies sectional over Washington Catholic. The Cougars have North Davies and the archrival Lagovi Lions. Segment two, it's always the week that is, Bar Eve in the Lagovi Regional. And we'd like to mention, you know, Coach, every Wednesday night we typically do this at Red Bones. This is only the second time this year we've had to preempt it. You've got all conference meetings tonight. And as I've said before, a Wednesday night without being in Red Bones and seeing Cindy and her crew, it's almost like we're cheating on it a little bit.
It really is. And, you know, I was really torn this morning because I'm going to miss out on the Tenderloin. And that's the, but then when I get to have Sam here beside me and asking these great questions and bringing this great attire.
Yeah,
that he brings,
fantastic
attire. He's looking dapper,
yeah,
but yet itchy.
Yeah.
So, and so when you get that, I mean, it's the give and the take, and I'm willing to make that sacrifice every once in a while.
I'm glad to hear I'm better than the Tenderloin.
Well, you know. Say,
great for your confidence.
The Tenderloin's really good.
It's a great Tenderloin. No, it's Wednesday night at Red Bones, so I'm going to have to substitute it. It's now going to be a Friday night trip to, not substitute. We do Friday night typically. Every night we don't have a ball game anyway. But Red Bones Grill, always a sponsor of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, and just the best place, not only post game, but family night. And Coach, I know you like the back dining room with your family.
Absolutely.
And you know, the carry out option when you've got Rugrats at home, just. Yes. Going insane, that's always a great option.
And there's lots of times after games where, you know, just kind of decompressing as a coach, but it's awesome to call up there and talk to Cindy, and, you know, she gets stuff ready to go, and I stop by there and can say hi to everybody, and then I can still get the pizza and get it home to everybody that's waiting for it at home. Our kids love the pizza there. But then there's so many things, and we've talked about this a lot on the coaches show, that Larry and Cindy do behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I know that they probably will hate that I'm saying this on the air, but like just like on Saturday.
Yep.
Win, lose, or draw after that first game, our guys are eating.
Yep.
And this is not just the varsity kids. Mm-hmm. It's the JV kids and the freshman kids.
And the managers.
And the managers and all the coaches.
What about radio announcers?
Well, if you want to tell me.
I didn't get a text.
You know, Sam, here's the thing. Like, Mike finds ways. Last night, you know, Logan and Libby Graver,
yep,
and Nate and Jan Weigler,
yep,
paid for our team. And, like, somehow they got this idea that the past coaches that coach those guys should be invited.
I agree.
That's the best decision Logan Graver's ever made. And I think the idea probably came from, like, DeCourcy. Like, hey, Logan, you know, hey, we coach these guys.
We're sitting over here in the corner by myself.
Yeah. So that they got to come eat steak last night.
All right. Last segment one. Bar Eve sectional champions. Segment two, it's always the week that is. And this week, Bar Eve in the Lagovi Regional. Trinity Lutheran, the first opponent. We're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Lagovi Regional. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Audrey Wright, and I'm part of this year's CEO program. We are having our CEO fundraiser on Thursday, March 11th. And trust me when I say this is a group of young entrepreneurs you won't want to miss an evening with. We will be putting on our very own rendition of The Price is Right, hosted by a local celebrity. Dinner from Big Al's Smoke and Barbecue and a huge silent auction, all at Westgate Academy. For advanced tickets or more information, call 812-254-1500.
Looking for your next vehicle? Look no further than Build Option Ford. At Build Option Ford, we have it all. Come by and check out our new 2021 F-150 and our 2021 Bronco Sport. Don't want to buy new? Browse our wide variety of used inventory. If we don't have what you're looking for, we can find it, new or used. We offer it all at a competitive price. There is no question about it. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
The End Zone at 308 East National Highway in Washington offers the best in screen printing and embroidery. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, any promotional item you need, the End Zone can get it. From one shirt to 1,000, the state-of-the-art equipment at the End Zone allows them to make quick work of any job. For businesses, Little League, soccer, or sports teams, call the End Zone now at 812-254-1895. With over 20 years' experience, the End Zone Screen Printing and Embroidery in Washington. Visit online at newendzone.com and be sure to follow them on Facebook.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You ever lie awake at night, can't sleep, not wanting to see what time it is because that's just going to keep you up? Tonight, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's All Night. Unlike other sleep aids, our extended-release melatonin helps you fall asleep naturally and then slowly releases so you stay asleep longer through the night. It's non-habit-forming with no next-day grogginess. ZzzQuil Pure Z's All Night, so you can fall asleep and stay asleep. Available at retailers near you.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Weather brought to you by the Chamber Restaurant on Main Street in downtown Washington. New winter hours at the Chamber. They're now serving lunch. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check out the new menu items and follow them on Facebook at the Chamber Restaurant in downtown Washington.
Here's a look at your forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, we're going to have some rain roll in. We have a 40% chance with lows near 58 degrees, and that rain is going to persist throughout tomorrow with a 90% chance and highs near 66 degrees. Friday, to round off the work week, there's a 30% chance of showers with highs near 60 degrees, and there's a 40% chance of showers Friday night with lows near 40. Saturday, to kick off the weekend, the rain will continue with a 30% chance with highs in the low 50s, and that was a look at your weather from the JT Express Weather Center on WAMW.
Four-star country, the General.
All right, back for segment two of the Josh Johnson Coaches Show alongside one of my prize media interns, Mr. Sam Emmons, joined by the coach of the Vikings, sectional champion coach Josh Thompson. Vikes now 25-2 on the season and moving into the Ligonier Regional. And I know, Sam, you were talking about two games in one day. It's an interesting, kind of way to prepare for the regional.
So coming into these games, what are you taking, positives and negatives from last weekend?
Well, you know, Sam, Coach Miller over at Washington, he and I have known each other for a long time. He's told me before that he thinks the most difficult part of the state tournament to win is the regional. And it doesn't have anything to do with opponents that you may face. It's the fact that you have to win two games in one day. And although we didn't do it this year, playing in the Hall of Fame Classic, playing in that tournament, and we actually played the second game that day and then played the first game because we lost to Blackhawk and to turn right around and play Blackford, Luke Brown, which is really easy, by the way, to try to figure out.
He only had 50 to win the sectional Saturday night.
Yeah, so like I tweeted out this weekend, you know, basically congratulating him and Colson Montgomery, who I've had to coach against several times. I'm like, talked about how those guys are really good at basketball, but I'm also really glad that I don't ever have to figure out how to try to stop those guys, because I never really did figure it out. But Coach Miller talked about how this is the hardest round of the tournament to win. I would argue with him a little bit, because I think the sectional that we went through last week is the toughest. And the reason why I think the sectional was the toughest is because those teams know you so well. I mean, yeah, Trinity, they're going to dig into the film. They're going to talk to our sectional opponents, talk about what we do well, what we don't do well, where our weaknesses are at. But when you go through that grinder of a sectional and those teams know you so well, you know, it's like North Davies game, and we played one of our best games of the year against Lagodi to win by 18. But yeah, you got to win two games in one day. Now, the advantages that we have are we play the morning game. That's an advantage, because you have more time to rest and you have more time to prepare. Now, our coaching staff is going to do a great job of getting our kids prepared for the morning game, and then if we're fortunate enough to be playing in the championship at 7:30. So I have no doubt that our kids will be prepared. Another advantage for our kids is that we're playing 7 miles to the east. You know, we get a drive over here to Lagodi, and I love playing in that gym. Our kids love playing in that gym. Now, we may miss every shot we take Saturday, but there's a comfort level that our guys have. Lanesville has only played there, you know, once in the last couple of years. We played countless games. Trinity hasn't played there. Now, Evansville Day came up and played in the Lagodi tournament this year. Actually, excuse me, Trinity played in the Lagodi tournament at the beginning of the year, too. So that was smart on those coaches' behalf to put their teams on that floor. But I don't think anybody's played as many games or taken as many shots in that gym as our kids have. So that's an advantage to us. And then, like I said, playing 7 miles to the east in between games, if we're fortunate enough to be there, our guys get to go home and rest in their own living rooms, in their own bedrooms, and these other teams are going to hotels and stuff like that.
And, you know, the atmosphere is going to be big in that gym. You know, it's something you haven't experienced all year. Do you think that helps your players, you know, feels them more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And, you know, going back to last week, the atmosphere at the Cougar Den. I know Coach Miller from Lanesville, we were talking at the regional meeting the other day. They only got 250 tickets per night. And, you know, so playing in front of 2,400 fans each game, I think that's a big advantage to our kids, because, you know, when we played at the Hall of Fame, I think Henry County was in the orange at that time.
They were in the orange.
Yeah, the yellow.
They said they had about 2,500 people there.
So it was a good atmosphere at the Hall of Fame. So our guys have played in some games this year where we've had some fans. But, again, last week, I don't think anybody had the atmosphere we did going into it.
Right. I mean, just a real simple question. What do we know about Trinity Lutheran? How are they going to play us? It seems like they're a team that got hot at the right time. I know we got a guy that we interact with on Twitter from the
James Hoffman.
Yeah, from the volleyball side of things, but also he's done a lot of coaching in their feeder system. But you know, there's never a better time to get hot than right at the end of the year.
Absolutely, and you know the other thing, Trinity comes in at 12-13, and I'm not trying to be Lou Holtz and build it up, but I watch film on them a lot of film. Very impressed with them. They've got three guys that are averaging between 13 and 17 points a game. They've got four guys that are capable of making two or three threes in a game. And so they're a hard guard because they run this five-out motion offense where their guys have a lot of freedom to make cuts, to set screens at different angles. They do a really good job of, like, on one side of the floor, they'll be setting ball screen action, and the guys on the other side of the floor are not standing and watching. They're running not false movement, they're running true movement, to where if the guy comes off the ball screen and he gets stopped by a hedge or a switch, that they immediately have a guy coming off of a curl. And these are not out of sets. So one advantage I think that our guys have in that situation is, you know, Coach Yoder does a great job of coaching the motion offense. And so we go against our JV running motion. Now, Coach Yoder's version of the motion is more mover blocker, where you have screeners inside the 3-point line. Trinity's more of a 5-out. So that brings Kurt out onto the floor more, which makes it more difficult for him to rebound. So our guys are going to have to do a really good job of playing screens and containing the basketball, because Trinity's got some players.
Second game, Day School and Lanesville quickly. What do we know about each?
Well, I think when you talk about that game, the guy that everybody's wanting to see is Tyler Myers, the kid from Day School that's a sophomore who has already scored over 1,000 points. And he's
is that good?
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Double checking.
You know, Kurt Hope has had a really good career, and he scored like 1,150 points in 3 years. This kid's done it, you know, over 1,002. Obviously different players. Myers is a guard. But he's a really good player. And then Coach Wilsey does a great job. He's got, you know, he and some of his assistants have kids on the team. So they would be a difficult guard for us because they want to play so fast and they've got such a really good player. Lanesville plays fast. They play a lot of zone. Coach Miller's got two sons on the team. So they won 17 games. They won their conference championship. They won their sectional. And that's one of the things I've reminded our guys about. It's every step of the way, whether we win this thing, win a state championship, or whether we bow out on Saturday morning, every team we play from this point forward is a champion of some kind. And like Lanesville, sometimes they're champions that have won multiple things this year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be teams that are going to be well-coached and very well-prepared.
All right, that's going to do it for segment two of the Josh Johnson Coaches Show. As we discussed, second time that we've done it here in the Bar Eve Media Studios this year. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you see a nice green painted wall. There's going to be a couple of things that are going to be put up not only on the media page later, but it's going to go to a couple of Indiana High School basketball websites where Coach Thompson, you know, talks about not only the week that was, but the week that is. And this green screen is going to turn into a magical giant television behind you with highlights of all sorts of stuff, including what we're going to discuss in segment three, Coach Emmons.
It'll be fun.
All right, back for segment number three of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show after this timeout.
Coach Thompson and the Bar Eve Vikings continue their postseason run this Saturday in the Ligoti 1A Regional. Join four-star country, the General, 95.9, 101.3, AM 1580, and WAMW, AMFM.com worldwide for complete live coverage of the 1A Ligoti Regional Saturday. Bar Eve opens tournament play against Trinity Lutheran in Game 1, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Coverage on the air about 9:30 on 95.9, 101.3, and AM 1580, your home for the Bar Eve Vikings.
My name is Taylor McLean, and my brother saved five lives. In 2016, when my brother, Hoosier race car driver Brian Clausen, tragically died in a racing accident, he became a hero because of his decision to be an organ donor. That decision has inspired countless others to do the same.
All of it was such a story, and the way it all connected together, every layer of it.
NASCAR champ Ryan Newman sat down with Indiana Donor Network and shared what inspired him to join the Driven to Save Lives movement.
The reality was he did a great thing, but the chain of events and how it affected other people, I believe, made him a legend. Made him somebody special, even more special than just being a race car driver, than just being a friend or a family member. When you're giving like that, you become legendary.
Join the movement and sign up as an organ donor at driventosavelives.org.
Hi, this is Hayden Foos representing the Davis County CEO class. I'm here to tell you about this year's annual CEO banquet. It will be hosted at Westgate Crane facility, and we will be having a game show night with an interactive Price is Right game. Safety precautions will be taken to ensure the health of all participants and guests, and masks will be required upon entry. Food will be catered by Big Al's Barbecue. The doors open at 5:30 on March 11th. For more information on tickets, call 812-254-1500.
This is Lewis Cavanaugh Jr., the Davis County Right to Life. We're at a critical time in our country when our organization is working to preserve life and having to battle those who want to further abortion across the country. With the new administration that took office, we have witnessed one executive order after another that has been an attack on the lives of the unborn. We are also asking for your prayers for the new president and their administration so they will have a conversion to respect life. If you are not a member of Right to Life organization, please consider doing so by sending a donation to Right to Life, P.O. Box 41, Washington, Indiana. We thank you for your continued support.
Here's a look at your forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, we're going to have some rain roll in. We have a 40% chance with lows near 58 degrees, and that rain is going to persist throughout tomorrow with a 90% chance and highs near 66 degrees. Friday, to round off the work week, there's a 30% chance of showers with highs near 60 degrees, and there's a 40% chance of showers Friday night with lows near 40. Saturday, to kick off the weekend, the rain will continue with a 30% chance with highs in the low 50s, and that was a look at your weather from the JT Express Weather Center on WAMW.
Four Star Country, the General.
All right, back for segment number three of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, as we talk about, we always do, the week that was, the week that is, and then always try to have a little bit of fun in segment number three. And Coach, I'd like for you to recap for everybody on Facebook Live right now, and then everybody that's going to tune in on 95.9 and 101.3 tonight, some of the topics that we have discussed in our segment threes this year, just off the top of your head.
We've talked about being family man,
yep,
and some of the worst mistakes we've made as a parent,
which, yep,
I fail every day.
Yeah.
It's really pretty bad, Sam, sometimes. Yeah. And I'm sure my daughter shared some of those stories.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay.
But then we've talked about conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
We've talked about highlights and lowlights in coaching.
Wrestling.
We've talked about wrestling, which was a phenomenal.
We talked about
country music.
Old, not bro country, like,
yeah,
the real country.
Yeah, we talked about the real country and not this tight hip hugger jean generation.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about sledding, winter fun.
Oh yeah, we did. That was great. That was during Snowmageddon.
Yeah, so that was during Snowmageddon. Yeah,
so we've covered a multitude of topics.
Well, and one of the things, you know, maybe it's being married to who I'm married to, but I like coaches show kind of what I would call the proper amount of emotion and have real fire. Sam,
I think you know.
I'm just gonna let you handle this one here in segment three.
The coat, it came flying off a couple times this weekend.
Yeah.
But why did it come back on so fast after it went flying?
Well, there's a couple things here. It's not one of my shining moments.
Like, yeah, right.
Like, you know,
we know. Like, that's like, why it's we're talking, yeah, about, oh, yeah, it right now.
Well, you know, if like there was a one shining moment video about my coaching career, that wouldn't be on there.
Slow-mo.
That's why, you know, I like wearing suit and tie, especially in the tournament. But that's why I love the Bob Huggins look, you know, throughout the year that we got to kind of more laid back with, you know, with COVID, and when the NBA coaches went into a bubble and nobody was wearing shirt and tie anymore. So that kind of filtered down.
Jumpsuits.
And I don't think you'll see me in the red sweatsuit on the sideline. But, you know, I like the casual look. I got a little upset there with the call. And I've got a lot of respect for all three of those officials.
And by the way, you go back and you watch the tournament. I mean, both Friday night and Saturday night. I mean, I guess it may be easy to say because we're the winners. But I really don't think you can notice the officials, and I think that's the best compliment you can give an official.
No, and they get, and to be honest, like, they get put in some really tough spots where they got to make a call, or is it like, you know, am I going to let this go, or am I not going to let this go? But on that specific play, our 6'9 forward, Kurt Hope, got a rebound and may have got fouled once, maybe twice, maybe 37 times, and then... And then, you know, did come through, you know, trying to clear three guys off of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as a coach, it does get a little frustrating when it's not just that night, not just Friday night, but the entire season where, you know, he takes a beating.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, again, you know, officials have to, you know, use some discretion. How much are they going to let guys get away with? Well, when it's a 6'2 guy going against a 6'9 guy,
yeah,
they're just human nature, the 6'2 guy is going to get away with a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so in that situation, I don't know if it was a season achievement award or what, but I just was really frustrated that they waited to blow the whistle when they did, and then Kirk cleared out and he gets banged for the call. And so I just... A little frustrated there, and decided that I needed to cool down a little bit. I needed the jacket off of it.
Needed air out.
Needed air out a little bit, and then, you know, then I kind of went down. I saw the replay, and I kind of went down on the knees. It got collected, and I was like, you know, probably should have done that. Let's get the jacket.
Oh, well, time out. And before Sam asks you his final question, I mean, kudos to your lawfully wedded wife, Mrs. Jamie Thompson. Yeah. It was like a pit crew.
Oh yeah.
Between her and your daughter, JC.
Yeah.
Coming to grab it, make sure.
The only thing that they didn't do a very good job of is, like, you know, it was kind of like pit crew didn't get the lug nuts quite tight on the tire change. They didn't get the arms pulled back out.
Yeah.
So when I got it back, like, the arms were a little bit, you know, tucked in there, so it wasn't a smooth transition.
Right.
But hey, kudos to them. I thought they were tremendous.
Sam, and you got
did you look go down and see pit stains when they came off? Is that...
No. I mean, if I'm coaching there and I've got pit stains and the collar's a little damp, I mean, I'm fine with that. It was just one of those things, Sam, where I just felt like, hey, you know, probably shouldn't have done that. Let's get the jacket back. Well, let's get back to business.
I know. Sam had a last question about the jacket toss.
Yeah. How far do you think you can humanly throw that jacket?
Well, see, the jacket is not very...
It's pretty light.
Well, it's light, but yeah, it's not very aerodynamic.
Right.
Because it becomes more of a parachute once you project it. And so, you know, I don't really know that I could get it really over more than about 20, 25 feet.
If you wad it up a little bit, I think you can get it.
I probably could, but, you know, we'd have to bring in Mr. Anderson and Mr. Roy to really,
yeah,
you know, give us some good physics about how quickly that's going to deploy.
And then you'd have to iron it in the middle of the game.
Yeah, you know, so I was just happy to lay it on the chair like I did, mm-hmm, and then get it back.
The good news is, Coach, you know, I've never done anything like that in a game before. I'm only looking at a busted clipboard that a former player gave me. You know, it's always milk and cookies when everybody else coaches.
Yep.
But, you know, final words this weekend, anything you want to say to Viking Nation as we head into the Lagoon?
No, I appreciate everybody coming out to support our guys, people checking in online, watching the IHSA feed. If for some reason you're not able to get to the regional, maybe you're in Sarasota or you're in California or whatever, this week's regional will be on the IHSA network. We do have a few tickets left for Saturday morning. And what's going to happen for Saturday night, if we're fortunate enough to be there, is after we would take care of business, Saturday morning there will be lines in the cafeteria at Lagoudi for people to buy their ticket. So the question becomes, hey, if I can't make it Saturday morning, what do I do? You have to be in communication with somebody that's going to be at that game that will buy you a ticket. That's your only way to get in on Saturday night,
right, and
if you're not there.
And kudos to everybody up at North Davies, over at Lagoudi.
Yep.
You know, it seemed normal, but I know Brent and John, Corey over at Lagoudi, I mean, they're put in, I mean, just tremendously. It's a new challenge every week. And I'm talking, you know, Mr. Ash and his wife, they were late to dinner last night because they had been, you know, dealing with tickets. I mean, it's been a crazy year for athletic directors. And thanks to all of them for adapting on the fly and putting on a great tournament.
And like you say, you know, in the past, I think it's been real easy to criticize people. Like, well, they should do it this way.
Yeah.
They should do it that way. Well, there's not been any way that hasn't been considered this year of how you should approach this stuff. And just like you talk about Mr. Ash being there late, I mean, it's been a tough year for everybody. And I just appreciate everybody's cooperation. And, you know, 999 times out of 1,000, when we've told people this is why we have to do it this way and this is how we're doing it, like, people have cooperated and been very supportive of the kids, and I can't thank everybody enough.
All right. Final thoughts, Sam?
I have none. It should be a good weekend.
Coach, final thoughts?
Just blessed to be here. I mean, last year at this time, I mean, rug was getting pulled out from underneath us.
I mean, I'll stop you right there. It was a year ago today.
Yeah.
Today was the day that everything was downhill. It was Tom Hanks. It was Rudy Gobert. It was the Big Ten tournament. It was just – and it was all happening in real time.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been times this week where I've thought back to that. And, you know, I feel very blessed that we're here and that everything looks like we're going to be playing on Saturday.
All right. Well, that's this week's edition of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, both here on Facebook Live and also on 95.9, 101.3. Thank you to Redbones Grill, Larry and Cindy, every week. And it's a busy week. It's a fun week. And hopefully it's a train that's going to keep on rolling down the track. So for Bar Eve media intern Sam Emmons, I'm Mike DeCourcy, and as always, the coach of the Vikings, Coach Josh Thompson. We will talk to you guys on Saturday from the Lagoudi Regional. God bless and go Vikings. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks.